Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So I'm going through big box store the other day with my wife, and I said, I'm going to peel off over here and go back to the frozen foods and the dairy case and pick up something, and she was going to go head over to another part of the store. We'll meet back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of just not really paying attention, and you know, you walk through, and they have those big displays in the middle of aisles.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call it an action alley or something. So I'm not really paying attention, but I walk by and it's like a big display of this, big display of that, big display of cereal. And then I walked back a different way and didn't walk past it again. But I'm thinking to myself, did I see a Kellogg's cereal that was called Crayola?
Crayola?
Like- and I'm like, no, I probably didn't see that. That's just crazy. So I didn't even think anything else about it. We got our stuff. We went home. And then yesterday afternoon, I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm like, I swear I saw Kellogg's Crayola cereal. Maybe
like, is it
I'm
crayon
crazy.
Flavored? I mean, you know everybody has had some sort of taste of crayon at some point.
I mean, everybody put a crayon in their mouth
but
when
I'm
they
not
going to
go buy cereal that tastes like that.
I looked it up. It's a real thing. Kellogg's Crayola cereal. It supposedly tastes like purple berries, which, or whatever that is.
Is there a flavor of purple berry crayon?
What it looks like, the cereal looks kind of like the Crunch Berries from Captain Crunch,
okay.
Or it kind of looks like Trix, and I guess that's probably in the vein of what it tastes like. The idea is that you color on the box yourself with your Crayola crayons, and it's a limited edition thing, and I guess you can't get it everywhere.
That's probably good. I mean, my thought is the first thing kids are going to think is, oh, that's like crayons.
Exactly.
I should eat my crayons.
Why would a food company team with a non-food company to put out an item? And it makes no sense to me.
But that can't be the first time that a non-food item has been partnered with a food item.
Well, it's new from Cottonelle. It's marshmallows. You know? I mean...
Okay, yeah.
Try this Charmin cotton candy. I mean, do you eat it? Do you blow your nose on it? What do you do with this? You know, I just...
well, that took a turn.
Kellogg's Crayola. Do you color with it or do you put it in your mouth?
I don't know. For me, that doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it. There's nothing about it that sounds appealing to me.
And I don't want my kid... Well, I mean, obviously my kids are much older now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go say, oh, look at that. I want to eat a crayon. Some kids will.
And aren't they just made out of wax? Isn't it just colored wax? It's like, kids, got candles for breakfast. Come on, get them while they're warm.